President Bush announces today he will sign two executive orders expanding the government's faith-based initiative program. The Senate failed to act on a similar proposal this year. The president's plan allows religious groups receiving government funds to discriminate by hiring only people who share their faith and beliefs. The president also will announce his religious-based program, already in five government agencies, is expanding to the Agriculture Department and the Agency for International Development. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Jim Tuohy, who will oversee these changes.
The president is adding faith-based programs to these agencies because they handle food programs at home and abroad. His executive order to allow faith-based groups to accept government funds and limit their hiring to people who share their beliefs has been a major issue for critics of the program on the left. Conservatives, meanwhile, have worried that the initiative is a first step towards increased government interference in operations of churches and synagogues. Jim Tuohy, director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, argues that the president is only ending discrimination against religious groups.
What the president's doing is making sure that faith-based groups aren't eliminated from being considered to provide a federal service just because they have a religious name or because they have a mezuzah at the door or a cross on the wall. What he wants to do is say, let's judge a program by whether it works or not.
Why do you think the Congress didn't approve this on its own and force the president to act through executive order?
I think it was unfortunate that the Senate did not pass the CARE Act that Senator Lieberman, Senator Santorum, and a diverse group of Republicans and Democrats had promoted. I think that the debate was held hostage by some extremist groups that have a view that the public square should be sanitized of all religious influence.
And will the president now go back to the Congress after issuing this executive order?
What the president's saying is, unless there's a statutory basis, unless Congress has spoken on this issue, I'm going to act. And I think President Bush feels that the real losers are the poor when you don't move these barriers out of the way and when you don't open up the bidding to all eligible organizations.
Is there any way to total up how much money goes through these offices of faith-based in that what will now be seven different federal agencies?
No money's been earmarked for faith-based organizations, not a single penny. What these centers do is to make sure that in their departments, the barriers that prevent faith-based groups from competing for the tens of billions of dollars through the regular programs, that those barriers are removed. And I think President Bush wants to end the day that federal grants are doled out simply because you have good connections or because you know how to write a really well-written grant proposal. He wants that to go to the programs that really are touching people's lives and turning them around. And some of these groups want to be eligible for federal funds so that they can expand their services. They don't know how to do it. And that's particularly true in our minority neighborhoods. They've been cut out a lot of times because in their neighborhoods, if you exclude faith-based organizations, those programs run in church basements, you've excluded some of the most effective, perhaps all of the providers in those neighborhoods.
And if you run into someone who is homosexual and says, I'm uncomfortable in this environment, and they're telling me that my sexual orientation is a mistake or wrong, what does the president want to happen in that situation?
Well, regulations make clear that if someone has an objection to a faith-based provider's services, that they be provided an alternative to address that situation. On hiring rights, President Bush has made clear that other groups are free to hire the people that are going to fulfill their mission and vision, and he feels that that's fundamental fairness, that faith-based groups have that same right. But he's made clear there will be no discrimination against that beneficiary walking in the door for help. They won't be discriminated against on sexual orientation basis, religious basis, or any other.
Bottom line for many people will be, why are you risking confusing church and state? What is it that you think you're going to get that's going to be worth that?
I think our poor, our homeless, our addicts are looking for the most effective help. They're worth that risk. Government can't love. President Bush has made clear that because government can't love, we need to turn to organizations that can. Make sure they don't proselytize, make sure they're accountable for the money, make sure they don't discriminate against the people walking in their door. Everybody gets served that shows up. But give them a right to be who they are and do what they do best, which is reach out with love and compassion to help others.
Jim Tuohy, who served for 12 years as Mother Teresa's lawyer, is now director of the president's faith-based initiatives. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.